Hi everyone, welcome to the 12th and season one finale of Marketing O'Clock with Reaction Power. My name is Gladys Mondango, and before we go any further, we recently commemorated International Podcast Day on the 30th of September. Without a doubt, podcasts have transformed the way we consume audio content. I mean, the dynamic yet engaging nature of podcasts is definitely worth celebrating. Though belated, here's to all creators and supporters of podcasts all around the globe. What was your highlight, Lorraine?
Indeed, happy belated International Podcast Day, Gladys, and to our listeners. 12 episodes in, 12 episodes of scintillating conversations on marketing. And that was my highlight, that in each episode, we had something new. Even as we wind up season one, we want to finish with a bang. And today we talk about the rise of audio marketing and how marketers can tap into it.
Awesome. That's right, Lorraine. As we begin, did you know that it is estimated that 193 million people listen to online audio on a monthly basis in the US alone? The Infinite Dial 2021 survey from Edison Research and Triton Digital also states that in the US, at least 62% above the age of 12, that is around 176 million people, are now weekly online audio listeners. I mean, it is safe to say that audio has become the consumer's content of choice.
So as a podcaster, it's safe to say that I am glad to be a consumer's choice. And also, according to Statista, one of the repercussions of COVID-19 pandemic was on the way we live. People are now more cautious about screen time, opting to rather immerse themselves in audio, as screen fatigue has become real for many people. And this has seen spending on audio marketing increase an estimated of $3.09 billion in 2020, as compared to $1.1 billion in 2016. In this episode, we are going to explore the different forms of audio content and how we can leverage them to scale your business.
And let's get right into it. First on our list is voice search. Voice search involves optimizing sites with a goal that voice assistants like Siri and Alexa respond to a person's queries raised through speech to a search engine, either on your phone, computer, or any other smart voice-enabled device. This method of searching is perfect for long queries, quick questions, and location-based needs, and usually involves voice recognition and artificial intelligence technologies. The most familiar are Google Home, Google Assistant, Amazon Echo, Cortana, Siri, and Alexa. Voice search can help you to, one, be conversational, and being conversational helps in providing direct answers to users' queries, which offers them with the much-needed solutions to their queries in a timely and reliable way. I'd love to know, Lorraine, do you use voice search?
Yes, at the moment, I'd say Google Assistant is my friend. And not only does he or she help me in being conversational, but also helps me provide the right keywords. Keywords are quite helpful in identifying the user intent and providing accurate answers easily and at prompt. And thirdly, also helps me to use long-tail keywords. So typing long keywords is usually a bit tedious. However, with voice searches, you tend to get longer keywords easily. Having broader content helps in narrowing down in accuracy with answers, which assist in being reliable.
Awesome. And at the same time, it also helps to prioritize question keywords. Voice searches ask for products and services by using questions. And when deciding on your focus keywords, you should prioritize words like who, which, what, why, how, and where. Another thing is having FAQ pages. The content in FAQ pages gives conversational answers to the most frequently asked queries, as well as helping with getting a more favorable site ranking, which in turn attracts more customers. And lastly, it helps to use natural language. Engagement with the user should follow the natural voice of tone so that it is as you're speaking to the audience directly, person to person. Talk of giving your customers a personal touch.
Love how you put it, Gladys. Giving your customers a personal touch. And on to the second form of audio, which is also the one you are consuming now, podcasts. So podcasts are a collection of digital files made available for downloading on the internet. And unlike regular content production channels, that's TVs and radios, podcasts are unregulated, meaning that persons do not need licensing to publish content. So any person with equipment such as a microphone and a platform can create their own show. So some of the ways you get to use use podcasts as a marketing channel is 1, use social media as a marketing platform. Creating short clips from your show and sharing them on social media is a great way to entice your audience and reach out to potentially new users by sharing new episodes and content that relates to the podcast.
Data shows that there are approximately 850,000 total active podcasts across various platforms. In addition, it is reported that podcast listeners are generally more knowledgeable and considerably wealthier than their counterparts who use TVs and radios. This positions podcasting as an excellent marketing channel for business and brands. Another way podcasts can be leveraged is through asking people to subscribe. The more the subscribers, the more your following, which means your podcasts are more easily available for download to more people as soon as you publish your content. Subscribers will also improve ranking in channels, making your content more marketable. Another is to submit to podcast directories. It is more marketable having your podcast listed in as many marketing channels as possible. Have them listed in Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, which have a large following, making them available to many users.
That is true. Having many followers builds on your brand as well as encourage your listeners to also share reviews and testimonials. User cases are a great way to invite potential new users to your account and also engaging with your DMs. Audiences will normally have questions, suggestions, and ideas. So direct messaging is a great way to interact with the audience in social media platforms and provide timely engagement that may prove beneficial. It allows you to build a community for your listeners. And lastly, also guest networks. People already listen to podcasts and are easily available target markets for your show. By being a guest on a show similarly to yours, it gives you an opportunity to tap into new audiences and make new connections. And also sending press releases. Media coverage is useful in promoting and showcasing content to a wide circulation.
Lauren, in an era where there's so much information to consume and little time, I believe audiobooks come in handy, which is actually our third form of audio platform. So what are audiobooks? Audiobooks are voice recordings of the text you find in books, articles, and published works that let a person listen instead of reading the published text. Audio is the fastest growing segment in publishing as book consumption has moved further digitally in the aftermath of the coronavirus pandemic. This is probably one of the reasons why the Audio Publishers Association survey has revealed an increase of 25% in audiobook sales in 2021, racking in an estimated $1.6 billion in sales. And some of the most common websites and apps for audiobooks are Apple Books, Audible.com, Nook Audiobooks, Google Playbooks, and Kobo. In order to make the most of audiobooks as a marketing team, consider the following. 1, choose a great narrator. Different genres are best narrated by different persons with the goal of making the audience enjoy the book. Also, a narrator with a large audience will help attract a lot of new readers who are fans of the narrator. Secondly, record your audiobook early. Time is of the essence. As soon as you have planned to publish the physical book, it is important to have the audiobook ready as this makes it available to all target people at one go.
Gladys, I must say that I am a huge fan of audiobooks and you hit the nail on the head when you pointed out the importance of getting the right narrator because he or she determines whether one listens to the book or not. To add on to that, other contributing factors such as securing reviews on audiobook platforms. Positive reviews from target customers help in promoting your audiobooks and boosting their sales as reviews prove that the product is trustworthy and worth the time and money. And also lastly, add the audiobook retailer on your platform. Simplify the purchase process to the consumer is a great step in increasing sales and accessibility of the product.
Well said, Lauren. And last but not least on our list, we have audio ads. Audio advertising is the delivery of ads in audio format through online streaming platforms. They help advertisers reach consumers who listen to radio, stream music, and podcasts. Audio advertisements are placed within the radio or digital audio content in order to reach consumers. And the ads can either be placed before, during, or after a session or episode. Typical ad lengths are 15, 30, or 60 seconds long. And examples of audio ad channels include Amazon Music, Apple Music, Deezer, Spotify, YouTube Music, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, and many more. And this is how you make the most of audio ads. 1, make the audio the main focus. Listen to it without looking at the visual. 2, deliver a clear message. Be simple and straightforward and try to keep it between 15 to 30 seconds long. Thirdly, maintain a conversational tone. You can easily win people by speaking in a conversational, friendly manner. Your message will be delivered and easily understood by everyone.
Also, with the increasing popularity with audio platforms, it is also important to keep in mind the following when dealing with audio ads. Create smooth transitions. Your audio ads will play between songs, podcasts, and other audio content. Hence, there needs to be of smooth transition to fill in the spaces in between. And lastly, pick a compelling visual. Even if your audio is the most important part of the ad, an image can add a compelling mix to its offering as strong backup.
Awesome. And this winds up the first season of Marketing O'Clock with Reaction Power. We still have a lot in store for you in the coming season. But for now, you can take time and go back to our previous episodes and listen in. And absolutely, you're welcome to book a free strategy session with us on our website, www.reactionpower.com. You can find a direct link to the website on the description box. You can also reach out to us on our Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter under the handle Reaction Power. Until next time, bye.
We believe in practicing what we preach. And on that note, we will also ask you to subscribe to our podcast and be the first to get notified when season 2 of Marketing O'Clock with Reaction Power drops. Till then, we have been your hosts, Lorena Witty.
And I am Gladys Mondango.
See you in season 2. Bye.
Bye-bye.